Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
You are listening to 101 Part-Time Jobs with me, Giles Bidder, where I was at Reading last weekend, had quite a few stop and chats, some small talk, some quick fire questions with some amazing bands and artists. We're nearly at the end of the coverage. We've had episodes with The Murder Capital, Yard Act, Lauren Hibbard, Ghazali, and tomorrow we'll have the final two episodes with Scowl, I spoke to Cat Moss, and Graham Sale from Hi-Viz. But right now, I'm with Teresa from Yonica. Their new record, Welcome to My House, came out just over a month ago. What a great band. Their sets from over the weekend looked absolutely incredible. Really excited about this band. Really nice to speak to Teresa. Here she is on 101 Part-Time Jobs. Monica, 101 hello. Part-time jobs.
Hello, hello, hello.
You having a good wedding?
Yes, I am. We've just been here for maybe like 2 hours, but okay. We just did some of the little photos and stuff, and it was really nice.
How quickly do you get into these things? Because you arrive somewhere and you have to have a little bit of time getting used to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I'm in it today. I'm quite looking forward to this show, so I'm here. I'm in it.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Got some friends here?
Yes.
Friends, bands,
yeah, all the crew. Feels yeah. really good, it's very exciting.
Hey, who are you looking forward to seeing elsewhere today, if anyone?
I don't know if I've missed it, but I wanted to see Trippie Redd, but I'm not sure if I've missed it, yeah.
So 101 part-time jobs, mm-hmm. all about the side hustles, all about trying to get the band doing stuff while also kind of being able to pay rent yeah. or trying to live. What's the first job you had?
I was in a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, you're the third person today.
Was it? Yeah. I was 14 and I really enjoyed it. But I was also kind of like embarrassed because I was still in secondary school. And like when the kids from my school would like walk by, I'd like run out into the back. But I really like wrapping the chips.
Yeah. I mean, there's something very wholesome, very family-like about a fish and chip shop.
And I could take all the food home for my family when I finished my shift.
There we go. I had a friend whose older brother worked at Mackey's. And it was just the best trip.
Yeah, I had a friend who worked there. It was everything.
People talk about Mackey's. I feel like when we were younger, it was like, you don't want to work at Mackey's. I think they get paid all right and it's quite good benefits.
Yeah.
Were people nice at the chip shop?
Yeah, really nice. It's like this little old man. So sweet. Yeah,
there we go. What about a worst job? That's a good job.
My worst job was probably working in Topshop. Retail was like soul destroying for me personally.
Yeah.
And I really, that hurt me.
How did you get through it without feeling really rough?
I don't know.
Tips?
No, tips.
Tips of like getting through
it. Oh, right. I thought you meant like tips for like, here's your clothes.
Little plastic tips.
What is it? I mean, I just like went into my own little world and I thought like, this is not my end goal. This is a, you know, I mean, it's an end.
Do you feel like you were more fashionable after working at H&M?
At Topshop, no.
Topshop, excuse me.
No. But you get like 40% off.
Okay.
So.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Friends and family.
Yeah.
Reading Festival, what, you haven't had too much, did you have friends that were coming when you were younger? Was it always on your periphery?
Yeah, like, but the first time I ever came here was when we played. Like, I never came here before that. So I think that was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the first time we played. And then I came as a punter like the year after because I just loved it so much.
Yeah, there we go. And that first show must have been really great.
It was very fun. I'm really looking forward to today.
When you're going to a festival with friends, mm-hmm. presumably with close friends, mm-hmm. do you cam with mates, like share a tent, or you got a solo tent?
Yeah, no, always share. I always share because I always steal all the things they've got because I always come really unprepared. So
yeah, you need that Imodium. Everyone needs that Imodium.
Imodium. I've never taken Imodium.
I'm a bit scared to do it.
Scared to do it as well.
Maybe it'll like ruin our guts.
It's just like you're just gonna store up.
It'll just change you. You'll get IBS after eating Imodium. Yeah. We're gonna do some part-time jobs bingo.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up for it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say a question, you're gonna say yes or no.
Okay.
So have you been fired?
Yes.
How and why?
I just turned my phone off and didn't go in.
Old school.
And then the other time was I was working in a bar and I threw up all over the bar because I was really drunk while serving someone. So.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't get fired from that.
Had a romance at work, colleague romance.
I fancied the chef once, but like nothing ever happened. I just like it would just help my hours go by quite quick. So
yeah, well, you make something that's usually boring like fun.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it like took my mind off it.
You lied to get a job. So you lied on your CV.
Yeah.
Lied in the interview.
Yeah, I always.
All of the above.
I always lie because I would like to get into a bar job, which is like you shouldn't really have to, but they're like, have you ever pulled a pint? And I was like, yeah.
Of course. You can't say no to that.
I do it. I was like, psh. Is that okay? Yeah.
Have you pulled a sickie to go play a gig?
To play a gig?
Or go to a gig?
Probably. Yeah. I can't remember. Yes.
Have you sent a reply all? So in like an office kind of job, or it could be a band, because there's lots of emails being in a band. Have you sent her an email to someone that you shouldn't have sent it to?
No.
WhatsApp?
No.
You're smart.
I know, I'm very careful.
You're on it.
I'm very
careful.
You think twice. I'm like that person who's like starts talking and you're like check my phone, like, okay, it's all good.
See, it's gonna drop you in then. Have you hidden in the toilet when you were supposed to be somewhere else?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of times.
Slept in the toilet?
No.
Great. Reading Festival, Yonica, tonight. You're looking forward to it?
I am. Yes. I'm looking very forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Part-time jobs.
Cheers.
Teresa here on the show. Quick stop and chat at Reading in Leeds. Thank you for listening. Like I said, I'll have two more episodes from Reading coming tomorrow. Kat from Scowl and Graham from Hi-Viz. See you then. Oh, and don't forget to click subscribe so when there's more episodes that's your kind of thing, it's your kind of music, it's your kind of people, you'll get notified straight away. Thank you.